Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. And now, play ball. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Handley reaches third base with a triple. Tucker throws the ball into Hayes who tags Handley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quell for the out. Tucker moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Appling scores. Wright moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Wright scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and has Hayes trapped. Harris throws to third, and Majeski tags Hayes for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Lodigiani moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Latigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Desodles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to third. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Handley moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Handley moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Desodles hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wright takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to third. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Steinbach scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Handley moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Gordon Maltzberger. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Suter reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Handley moves to third. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to third for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Lodigiani moves to third. Michaels moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Jesse Flores now pitching. Ralph Hodgen pinch hits for Al Hollingsworth. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lodigiani scores. Michaels moves to third. Two outs. It's Athletics, 6, White Sox, 6. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 7-6, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Desodles and he is out, Suter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-3 in the game. Quell hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Desodles strikes out. One out. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Caldwell covering, for the out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball towards right. Steinbach settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Steinbach. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a triple. Handley strikes out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.